Maz Jobrani may very well be the face of Middle Eastern humor in America today. The Iranian-American gained attention as one of the founders of the Axis of Evil comedy tour, which took on the world in post-9/11. He's now on a solo tour called Brown and Friendly with Humor that observes life outside of his ethnicity, but inside it, too.
The Persian email list, it exists. Last year, first private citizen ever to go into outer space, Iranian-American lady named Anousheh Ansari. That's right. Right. The Persians, they're clapping. They were on the email list. My American friends don't even know this existed. I got the email. We did it, man. We made it to outer space, man. We can't get through airport security.
We'd like to hear from our Iranian-American listeners today. What's it like to see your community lampooned from the inside? 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. You can join the conversation on our website as well. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Maz Jobrani joins us from our bureau in New York. Nice to have you with us today.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
And looks like you've got a lot of fresh material.
Yeah, you know, I think being an Iranian American, you're never short of material. It used to be during the Bush administration, you know, Bush provided a lot of material, and now I've got Ahmadinejad on the other end providing me a lot of material. So I got a lot coming my way.
Do you have to be careful about topical events, about how topical to be?
Sometimes, you know, it depends. You know, I'm on tour all the time. So, for example, I've got a show tomorrow in Boston. So what I'll be doing is I'll be talking about some of the stuff going on in Libya and daily stuff. Now, maybe my next week, that'll change a little bit because of things that happen between now and then. I guess the topical stuff, it's just the shelf life is kind of short.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the only thing.
Yeah, and you're working new material into the act all the time. And the show that that material was taken from was, I guess, what, 2 years old, that particular performance?
Yeah, that particular thing right there was from a couple years ago, the Brown and Friendly DVD and the special that came out. So, that news was older. So I don't do that joke anymore. As a matter of fact, when I just heard it, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that joke.
You could still work that in.
Yeah, I could.
I was interested because I was watching some of your Axis of Evil comedy tour routine and realized there was the same joke in that as in that. Do you still do the I married tech support joke?
Yeah, I'm married to, you know, I did. I married an Indian woman, and so I used to do the joke about, you know, I married tech support. But that's actually evolved now. And again, I'm always changing it. So now my joke about being married to my wife, I say, I'm Iranian-American, she's Indian-American, not American-Indian. And I go, the difference is, you know, Indian-American means they were in India, they decided to come to America, take the citizenship test, become American. American-Indian means they were hanging out, some Europeans showed up, they were like, you're Indian. They go, what? And they're like, well, here's some cigarettes and casino. Shut up. And that's how that went down.
Okay. Yeah, that is a new variant of the joke.
Yeah.
How do you decide when to cycle a new joke in saying this is getting a little stale?
You know, I feel it with the if I go back to a city, more than once a year, which I tend not to. The good thing is, luckily, I've been able to perform all over the world. So I've been to the Middle East, I've been to Australia, Europe. So I get to, take about a year to year and a half to get back to a city. But if for some reason I end up in a city, more than once a year, I sometimes feel it from the audience where I'm like, oh, man, they've heard this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and part of it might be even your own head. You might be like in your own head going, oh, man, I did this. So what I do a lot of times is I go, okay, what material am I doing now? And from the last time I was here, what's happened that might be newer material? So, for example, I just had a daughter, and I'm doing material about having a new baby girl. Mm-hmm. So, next week when I'm in D.C., I know that I haven't done that. So I'll know that that's new material. Same thing with, I do a whole bit about, I did a 7-country tour of the Middle East last year. I haven't been to D.C. now for almost 2 years. So I know that that's new material for the D.C. show. So I go, okay, that's new. So that's kind of how I judge it.
We're talking with Maz Jobrani, the founding member of the Axis of Evil comedy tour, now on a new solo tour, Brown and Friendly. We'd like to hear from our Iranian-American listeners today. What is it like to see your community lampooned from the inside? 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. And we'll start with Moji with us from Tucson.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I want to say salam to Maz or Maziar, and I am delighted that you do what you're doing, in part because what you do by, quote-unquote, lampooning the community from the inside, you help the community come out of invisibility and to come out of the clam of fear that it has got into because of the larger prejudice that exists in the, you know, larger, especially American community, so that the people from outside the community get educated about what the community is like, even though you joke about it, even though you use stereotypes, but you make fun of stereotypes. Mm. And that's wonderful in terms of creating dialogue.
Thanks, Moji. I appreciate that. First of all, salam to you as well, and also happy Nowruz. It's Persian New Year next week, so I think we can start.
Happy Nowruz to you and
yeah,
to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Moji, thanks very much for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Given that, I don't know if you were following the news today, Maz Jobrani, but are you going to be working the Peter King hearings up on Capitol Hill into your act?
You know what? I got to see. You know, I've been following that a little bit. You know, I haven't found the jokes in it yet. You know, I feel right now it feels like even though the stuff that's going on in Libya is really atrocious, feels like Muammar Gaddafi provides material. You know, kind of he's the one out in the lead with material providing. You know, I was saying that, you know, the most recent things I've been saying is that he sounds so crazy now. You know, he's so crazy. He makes Ahmadinejad sound sane. And then I was talking about how, I don't know he came out and he said that Americans were providing drugs to the protesters. Then America froze his assets. And he said, no, I meant Al-Qaeda, not America. You misunderstood me. It's Al-Qaeda. Please unfreeze my assets.
Interesting. There's another situation going on in the country today with gasoline prices now on a national average up over $3.50 a gallon. This is one of your bits. I think this is from the Axis of Evil, too. You might want to reconsider this one, recycle this.
People think just because I'm from the Middle East, I'm an expert on the Middle East. So, like, I got a friend, like, anytime the gas prices go up, he'll always ask my opinion about it. He'll always corner me, hey, Maz, in your opinion, what's going on with this gas thing? What's going to happen? What's going on? 50 words or less. Break it down, would you? You're my Middle Eastern friend. I'm like, dude, I don't work at OPEC. I don't know. I pay the same price as you, you know? Like, I don't have, like, a discount pump at the gas station. You know, I don't walk in like, Hassan Hussein, discount pump? Oh, great, my friend. Fantastic.
Maz Jobrani from I think that was from the Axis of Evil, too. Am I right about that?
That was from Axis of Evil. And you know, it just goes to show you the more things change, the more things stay the same. I don't need to write anything. I just recycle it.
Recycle the material. You work up enough material, you keep doing that forever. You're just like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just, you know, it is cyclical. It's funny. I actually went back and I looked at – I love to look at old magazines. I was flipping through a magazine from like 1979 or something. And it was very similar. Like, it was, you know, at the time it was, I guess, Egypt and Israel were just coming to the peace, peace accords. But there was conflict there. There was some oil problems. It felt like I could have just changed the date on the cover of the magazine. It feels like it's just cyclical. It keeps happening.
Let's go to our faithful caller from Tehran. Amir is with us.
Hi, Neil, and happy Nowruz to your guest over there.
Hi, happy Nowruz to you, too.
Well, first of all, let me say that we Iranians on this side of the pond, or on this side of the ocean, actually, are truly proud of your achievements or what you're doing over there. I know this is NPR, and we are not supposed to talk about file sharing, but many Iranians have downloaded your DVD and have listened to your fabulous comments, and it is a great achievement for an Iranian over there.
His lawyers will be in touch with you soon,
yeah,
Amir.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I appreciate that. You know, it's funny. This reminds me when we did the Axis of Evil comedy tour, we went to Jordan to do some shows. And when we landed, the Jordanian promoter was saying, you know, we've seen all your stuff. It's fantastic. And I said, oh, how'd you see it? He goes, well, on the DVD. I said, oh, I didn't know we had a DVD distribution deal in Jordan. He goes, no, one person brought it. Everybody saw it. So it feels like it's pretty common in the Middle East now.
Do people there in Tehran, Amir, trade back and forth, well, not only file shares, but burn DVDs and exchange them?
Yeah, sure. And many people have even managed to translate the DVD, and different versions of the translations are just circulating around here. That is so exciting.
Well, Amir, as always, thanks very much for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Oh, I also have just one final question, if I may ask it.
Go ahead.
This is for Maz, of course. How is it that the name of our country is pronounced so differently? For example, we have a country in the Middle East, and it gets pronounced as Iran, 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 and some say Iranian, Iranian. Have you ever managed to poke fun at this?
Yeah, you know, I made fun. I used to do a joke about how when I was in the fourth grade and the hostage situation happened, there was a sixth grader who welcomed me to America by calling me an effing Iranian. And my response to him was like, first of all, dude, it's not Iranian, it's Iranian. And secondly, you're bigger than me, so it's whatever you want it to be. And then I go on and actually in the joke, I talk about how what the guy never took into consideration was that one day I'd grow up and get to perform all over the world. And I could tell them, ladies and gentlemen, and then I say his name, Jim so-and-so is a jerk or whatever. I reveal his name. So I kind of bring up the Iranian-Iranian thing because it's kind of like to Iranians in America, at least, it's kind of like someone scratching their nails on a chalkboard when they say Iranian. It's just... It's almost like it's, I don't know, it's an insult to me.
Amir, thanks again.
It's a pleasure, and hope to see your shows in Iran, preferably in Persian.
Yes, I will work my way out there as soon as I know they're not going to, arrest me and throw me in jail as soon as I arrive.
We're talking with Maz Jobrani, who's on tour, Brown and Friendly. He's at our New York Bureau. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go next to Farouk, and Farouk is with us from Riyadh.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Farouk.
Hi, Farouk.
First off, I'd like to say I'm a big fan of both of you. I listen to, Neil all the time, and I had the fortune of seeing one of Maz's shows in Riyadh when he was over here last year.
Yeah, did you see the one that was out by the animal preserve out in the middle of the desert?
Yeah, exactly. The one where it was all windy and it almost rained and, it was like a hike and a trek to get there.
Yeah, somebody told me it had not rained in a while, and then I go out there and it starts raining. I felt like the rainmaker.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you have it.
You could make a living doing that in Saudi Arabia.
You could well do. We had a great time, we look forward to having you down here again, man. It was good fun.
I hope so, man. That was fun. We did the show. There's an animal preserve that I guess one of the princes owns. That's supposed to be the property that we were doing it on was supposed to be like the size of Bahrain or something. It was some ridiculous huge place, and they told me while I was doing my show there was lions just a couple hundred feet away. I guess they were sleeping. Thank God.
There were a couple of them. We actually went and threw some. Well, we had a look at them.
You threw? Okay. I didn't throw anything, just so people know. Animal lovers. Maz did nothing.
Thank you for taking my comments.
And Farouk, thanks. Thanks for listening, and thanks very much for the call.
Thank you, sir.
We wanted to play another cut. This is you talked about that routine. You said about what it was like for you just after you moved to the country. And this is, I think this is a universal immigrant experience about trying to blend in.
I was 6 years old. And when you first come to this country, you try and blend in as much as you can. So I would do whatever it took to blend in. I would play baseball. I would eat apple pie. I would eat apple pie while playing baseball. Whatever it took. And things would be going great. I'd be at the playground playing with my friends, Sam, Brett, Jesse. Life is good. Sure, my name is Maz, but they don't know where that's from. They don't know, right? Everything's cool. Until my dad would come by to pick me up. And he would show up in his Mercedes-Benz, which is a standard Persian issue car. And he would have the car filled with the entire family. For some reason, we can't go anywhere with two of us. There's got to be like 50 of us in the car. I don't know why. Anytime you see a car filled with people, it's either Middle Easterners or Mexicans. It's one of those two. For short trips, my dad would be like, okay, everybody in the car. We're going 2 blocks to pick up moths. Get grandmother in there. Get grandma, everybody. Get the rooster. Put the rooster in the car. Put the rooster.
And Maz, I think that particular special was dedicated to your dad.
Yeah, my father actually passed away, around that same time. So yeah, I dedicated that to him. And he was an amazing person. And when I think about my sense of humor now, a lot of times I think a lot of it came from him. And if nothing else, I owe him bringing us to America. I mean, we came late '78. And a lot of people chose to stay or they couldn't get out. And my father really gave me and my family and my brothers and sister really an opportunity. So to come to America and I wouldn't be a comedian now if I were in Iran, I'm pretty sure.
Where do you go from here? I know to Boston for that show, but after this?
I'm going to be at the Warner in D.C. next Saturday night. I'm really looking forward to that. It's a beautiful theater. And then from there, I'm all over the place. I'm going to be in Vegas.
Where do you hope to go in your career?
Oh, sorry about that. You ask a comedian. Right. You ask a comedian where you're going. You're like, well, I'll be in Wichita
on
Friday.
Got to plug the show.
Yeah, it's in the blood. In the career, I'm actually trying, Neil. I'm trying to pitch a TV show. It's hard, a TV show based on an Iranian American. So I'm either going to try and make webisodes based on it, and it's kind of like I'm calling it my two worlds. Where and this has happened, like in the Middle East, I'm very well known whenever I do shows out there. So I feel like I'm a rock star out there, and then you come to Los Angeles, and you got to sit, at an audition for a Burger King commercial or something. So I'm trying to do kind of a thing like that to kind of show the two worlds.
Well, good luck with that, Maz Jobani. We appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me, Neil. Really appreciate it.
Maz Jobani is on his Brown and Friendly tour with us from our bureau in New York. Tomorrow, Talk of the Nation Science Friday. Joe Palca is hosting this week. He'll be looking at why nearly half of Americans say they rarely get a good night's sleep. We'll be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.